Proverbs 13, verses 15 through 25. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is abomination to fools to depart from evil. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. I hear people say that it is hard to follow the Lord and do the right things. But Jesus said that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And the scriptures say that good understanding giveth favor. God's favor and grace are upon us when we learn of him, when we receive his instruction, his counsel, and his knowledge. But the fools who refuse God's instruction, the fools who refuse to listen and hearken, those who will not repent of their foolish and evil ways, the scripture says that their way is hard. Let's get this right once and for all. The Lord's way is favor, wisdom, blessing, honor, and sweetness. The way of transgressors is hard. So let us not continue to transgress and walk in our own ways. Let us become prudent in our Lord's eyes and begin to deal with knowledge. Let us spend time with Christ, learning his meek and lowly heart, and walk with him and the apostles and the great men of God, so that we too might become wise. And then he can make us righteous and train us in his ways, so that he might send us to be faithful ambassadors, bearing his glorious gospel that can bring healing to the nations. For a wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. And the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. And then by God's grace, we shall accomplish the desire of his will, and it shall be sweetness to our soul. For in his presence is fullness of joy, and then the Lord himself shall repay us with good for our faithful service to him. And we shall partake of his inheritance, which is laid up in heaven for us. And by his grace, so too shall our children and our children's children. So let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us put our hand to the plow and not look back, and keep tilling the soil the Lord has given us to labor in. And there shall be much food to feed our Lord's sheep. And be of good cheer. For the husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Hallelujah. And let us take heed to not be stubborn and foolish. Let us choose our friends wisely and not be part of a company of fools. For a companion of fools shall be destroyed. And it is abomination to fools to depart from evil. And evil pursueth sinners. Let us learn true judgment of our Lord, and abhor that which is evil, and cleave to that which is good. Let us trust Him and His ways, and chasten our children with the rod. For this is true love, and we shall save their souls from hell. Don't be deceived, and think that you're more loving than God. Don't be deceived, and think your way and the ways of modern men are wiser and better than God's ways. No, fear the Lord and depart from evil. For if you spare your son from the rod, if you spare him from discipline, chastening, and correction, the Scripture says that you hate your son, you don't love him. But he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes, that is, early and consistently. And so if we choose this path of wisdom and correction and reproof, then in the end, the righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul. For good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Proverbs 13, verses 15 through 25.